I thought you guys would find this interesting. Joseph Smith, the founder of Mormonism, said he had more to boast of, at least in one way, than even Jesus. So I'm going to read to you the quote now from the official Mormon Church Histories of the Church. This is something they publish, Histories of the Church, Volume 6, pages 408 and 409. I'll show you the quote on screen. First, you can see my cat. Okay, here it is on screen for you. Come on, ye prosecutors, because they were bringing him to court. They were attacking him in various ways. You false swearers, all hell boil over. Ye burning mountains, roll down your lava, for I will come out on top at last. I have more to boast of than ever any man had. I am the only man that has ever been able to keep a whole church together since the days of Adam. A large majority of the whole have stood by me. Neither Paul, John, Peter, nor Jesus ever did it. I boast that no man ever did such a work as I. The followers of Jesus ran away from me, but the Latter-day Saints never ran away from me yet. Joseph Smith, this is by far not remotely the weirdest thing he ever said, but I think the point is that it draws out something about his character and something about his person. He was being pressed. He was being persecuted in his mind. He was being accused of all sorts of things. If you read on in the same section, he was being accused of having multiple wives, which he doesn't entirely deny. It's kind of weird the way it's written because he did have multiple wives. I don't know if he did at this point in history, but he eventually certainly had quite a few. At any rate, Joseph Smith, it turns out, is not a reliable guy. The guy himself, he boasts, he's got arrogance, he's got pride, he speaks of his humility even while he's boasting in the same section of this same speech. He has the irrational claim that he's held a church together in a way that Jesus never did, that nobody has since Adam. That's not rational, it's not reasonable, it's not factually true either. But the thing is, a lot of people don't realize with Mormonism that if you read the Book of Mormon, you don't learn that much about Mormonism. You learn about their view of the history of the Americas and the religious history of Native Americans, which is false, but you learn about that, but you don't really learn about their religion very much. If you want to know about Mormonism, you got to read things like the Doctrine and Covenants. You've got to read stuff like the Book of Abraham. That's more theology that's in there, their actual beliefs. You've got to read things like the histories of the church, because then you're going to find stuff that you go, oh, I didn't know that before. And why not just do a little Googling and find out more about it on your own and not just think that the Book of Mormon represents Mormonism? Because that's actually a common misunderstanding nowadays. The Book of Mormon gives you relatively little information about Mormonism.